call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have the roll call, please.
Heinrich?
Here.
Dune?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
Well, first off on our list, we have the audience portion. So at this point, I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petition statements, and testimony from guests. Mr. Monteverdi, you know the drill.
Good evening. John Monteverdi, bid director. Sci-Fi Fantasy Day was a huge success. We were well attended, and we had 3 volunteers of our 14 right from this chamber. So I wanted to thank Josephine, Scott, and Robin for sticking with us all day long, which was great. The Farmers Festival, or the Farmers Market at the Sci-Fi Fantasy Day, went very well. We didn't get a whole lot of cross shopping from the sci-fi people into the retail area, but the restaurants did very well. So we're making an adjustment. We're going to have sidewalk sales every 3 weeks in conjunction with the farmers market. We're also pulling the farmers out of the pocket park a little bit and putting them on the street for greater visibility. And we ramped up an advertising campaign this week to help both the farmers market and the sidewalk sales. We are in the process of planning a Halloween-themed fundraiser for 10/29/15, and we're working on a festival in the borough. And that's about it. Any questions?
Don't do it on 10/29.
Don't do it on 10/29?
Don't do it on 10/29. It's my anniversary. My wife will kill me if I show up.
Well, bring her. You can come in costume like everybody else.
Yeah, she's not that good a sport.
What day is there?
The fundraiser?
Yeah, the Halloween.
The Halloween-themed fundraiser is 10/29. It's a Thursday. We are looking for a venue for about 100 to 150 people. We've been turned down quite a bit, but we keep working at it. Mm-hmm. So if you know of a place, please let me know. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kevin Cummins. I'm a 24-year resident at 101 Park Avenue in the borough. This is my first appearance at a council meeting. Up till now, everything's been great.
Okay.
But as other neighbors on the block, and I'm sure you know everyone in the room is aware, a lot of paving that needs to be done in the borough. Park Avenue, I think, is on the list.
Yes.
And I understand
that's where all the construction is being done, right?
Yes, exactly. And my understanding is once the EPA finishes, they're going to pave up to Pawhatcong Street, which would leave the remainder from Pawhatcong Street up to where.
Yeah, and it's our intention at the same time to pave the rest
out to Railroad Avenue.
That's what I was hoping for.
Whole
yeah. I mean, it would make sense, I guess, right. If they're doing their portion, you could probably get the lowest price right. Or whatnot from yeah.
Yeah.
So is that the plan then at this point?
Yes.
Great, perfect.
Okay, now, can I guarantee it's all going to work out as
sure.
planned?
Sure. No,
that's
no,
a different story.
Understood, yeah. And you know what's funny? As they've been doing the project, is there, you know, the staging areas around the corner, there's an awful lot of equipment coming up and down the street that's
right.
just kind of,
and that's
you know,
why we want to wait until they're all
yeah. Done. Oh, absolutely. But no, that's good to hear. It's
okay.
That's good news.
It's good to be all.
Yeah. Great, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was easy. I like those times. Me too.
Sarah Lisa Buck Knight, 95 Anape Trail. Question regarding the no left turn or right turn only coming out between the Wells Fargo Bank and the pizza shop. There's a sign now clearly and a mirror on the left hand side, but there's nothing on the right hand side. So today a truck decides to pull out and cut across the traffic and almost smack a car. The car happened to be mine. And he just looked out, figured there was nothing coming on the right, and does a left turn. I mean, there was a lot of traffic. It was a real dangerous move. But is there a way to put a sign on both sides so that it says no right turn only.
Did you talk to the bank about that while back?
I have not.
You had to talk, you talked to the pizza people.
Right.
Because of the way they were coming flying out of there.
Yeah.
But the bank put up the mirror. Once
that
they had
mirror's been there.
And then they put up the sign underneath it. There's a mirror, there's a sign.
On the left.
On the left, but there's nothing on the right-hand side. So if you come between the end of the teller, of the drive-through teller, that one lane,
right there.
The last, no, all the way, and there's parking spaces next to where the pizza shop wall is.
Yeah, so you're saying on that end.
Right in that lane. They don't.
It goes on all day long, because I sat in the barber shop and I seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It came twice from out front of the tractor trailer.
Signs, we can put them up, they don't really matter. They're going to go anyway. See it all the time.
And the other piece of that section is there a way to not have larger trucks park in that spot in front of the bank? Because if you're turning right, you can't see what's coming to your left.
You're talking delivery trucks?
Any kind of truck. You have pickup trucks, high trucks, but it's difficult to see, so you have to inch out far enough. I mean, it's...
I don't think there's any motor vehicle code that would allow that.
Except obstruction of view?
Not that I know of, but I can certainly look into it, but I'm thinking that that's not going to be something that I'm going to run across, but certainly I'll look.
Yeah, most pickup trucks are registered as a standard vehicle. You differentiate.
In front of the bank. And they park right there, closest to right where the thing is, you have to really inch out.
You got two parking spots, and they make a third one in the back, so they make three parking spots.
It's a site triangle issue, it's...
Even though there's two designated, they make a third one on the lot. They can't wait. Happens all day long.
And the last piece, Sal is back to not spraying down his sidewalk. In front of South Street, so when you come around the corner.
It's all yucky.
The flies are really nasty. It's just those two things.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you do that? Just not clean it up?
I guess they got to be reminded once in a while.
Oh, well.
Okay.
It's a different contractor that picks up the garbage. That's a Smith contractor.
Right? Yeah. Still, after that's gone, you know, if there's a mess left, they need to pick it up, whether it's a liquid mess or whatever it is.
I think they put trash out every night.
They do, but
they
trash out every day. It gets picked up.
Yeah. Like I say, if it's a liquid, it needs to be washed off.
Next to it, washes down their sidewalk every day.
Down to the Chinese or the Mexican
restaurant, they wash their sidewalk every day.
Anybody else from the audience?
Make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we have no correspondence, so that gives us a bunch of reports tonight.
Make a motion to receive and file reports as presented.
Second.
Is there any discussion on any of the reports? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Do we have any committee reports, last-minute committee reports? I guess not. Okay. We have a draft ordinance tonight. I know nobody's really had a chance to take a look at it and see it and go through it. But if anybody has, I'd like to give you the opportunity to state your case now, anything that you may like, dislike, or anything like that. And this is an ordinance for the prohibition of engine braking.
Question. Did we have this before the table for a reason?
We had it a while ago. Maybe last year, maybe the year
before. We got table. I don't know what the reason was.
I think it was part of a series of changes to the, I believe, nuisance ordinance.
Yes.
Am I correct?
That is correct. And since
so
we're not ready to bring that forward at this time, we decided to move forward with doing the engine braking ordinance separately.
times, or are we going to post it?
That has yet to be determined.
I think it was recommendation four.
Yeah.
Just as we come in to the borough.
Two coming in.
Yeah, on 3157, obviously with approval of DOT.
And the police department is going to be issuing tickets for that then?
As if they catch somebody doing it.
Hard to enforce.
Yeah, it is difficult.
If I guess to ask before how they're going to enforce it, because it's time you call and the time they get.
Yeah, well, they have to see it, what it all really boils down to. And they spend a fair amount of time on the highway, so it wouldn't be fun. Yeah, they will catch some, they'll never catch all. Really, you only need to put out one or two tickets for the word to get around. Okay, then I'll just let everybody take a look at this at their convenience. We'll bring it up for introduction at the next meeting. And if there are any changes, give Christine the call. Okay, new business. We have resolutions 119, 120, 121, and 122 for redemptions of the tax certificate.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of those? Roll call, please.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes, on all of them except 122, I understand.
That's your neighbor?
Thompson?
Yes.
Okay. Then we have 124, adjustment of sewer buildings. This one's for the Luke Oil one. The last one was for the one at the Exxon.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I was confused on that. So.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on this one? We don't need a roll call on this one.
That means now we have no car washes in town except for one.
Which one?
That's the construction station.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yes. That's the only one now.
Yeah. Okay. And for them to start back up, they would have to file a new forms and all that?
Yeah, they would have to get the sewer billing and the water company hook up and all that sort of stuff. Okay, a roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Okay, so for the ones that were added tonight, let's start with 127. Authorizing Finelli to do the South Prospect Street work.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
128.
Decommissioning the dam.
Yes. Thank you.
Wait a minute.
What? When you tear it apart, 10,000 tons.
So moved.
Any discussion on that one?
This 28th and 9th sewer building.
Okay, roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Okay, and 129, establishing the tax rate, or I should say extending the tax period for payments.
So moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion on that one? The overall rate went down 4 cents, was it?
It did. Did I put that on your desk? I don't have
no.
A copy.
Okay.
It should be on your desk, the graph that I made today.
Yes. They're all combined with the...
It's attached to an email.
4 point.
I just don't have a copy for myself. Oh, no, here, I do.
4.3, was it?
It was, last year it was 4.696. This year it's 4.657.
So how much did we go down?
40 cents.
Four cents.
Yeah.
4 cents, that's the schools,
that's
the sewer, or not the sewer, the schools, the county, the open space, and our taxes.
Right, and the library.
Yeah, and the library.
Okay.
Okay. Should we approve that?
No.
Okay, roll call, please.
Noon?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
That brings us to vouchers.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the bills? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Except Fire Company Rescue Squad.
Noon?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
That brings you to the recap. We didn't give you very much this week, did we?
No, but we've been busy.
I'm sorry. Should I bring up anything about...
You can do that, Councilman Watson.
I'll contact Wells Fargo about an additional sign and possibly another mirror. I'll contact South Pizza. I'll have code enforcement do it about spraying down their sidewalk. We'll introduce the chase braking or the engine braking ordinance at the next meeting.
That's
what I have so far.
Okay.
Mail the tax bill.
Well, let's do council remarks before we do executive session. Mr. Heinrich, let's start with you today.
Turns out that the LED lighting is feasible for this building. It does include a change with, I guess, a part in the ballast. I'm not an electrician, I don't know. We got costs from one electrician so far. Christine's been helping me, but I noticed that there weren't costs in there to get rid of these bulbs, which is important because they have mercury in them. They have to be disposed of properly. So we're waiting on that first contractor. As soon as we get that, then we're going to go for another two, get three bids. I mean, we obviously this isn't going to happen until next year, and that's even if the council agrees to it. We don't have the money for it, but it's doable. So it's good news. We're just waiting on the disposal rate.
Well, what
I don't expect to be a lot.
What happens if you drop somebody and take them out?
It's a good question. It's not like it's a mercury spill. It's a tiniest amount. It's a vapor that they put in there. That's what helped it, ignite the bulb. But when you have, you know, 200 of these things, you can't just throw them away. I mean, it's not good.
I think Warren County does accept them for recycling for private individuals, but they're probably going to do a lot for us.
Yes.
Quarantine council chamber.
No council meeting.
Yes.
Little mercury.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Heinrich? Okay.
At the last visit, representative from the Washington County Police Department came to talk to us about the Be Smart campaign, and they want to kick that off on Tuesday, August 4th at National Night Out, and they asked if members of Washington Borough Council would be there because they have received a grant to do basically for pedestrians and drivers awareness of adhering to pedestrians in the crosswalk and providing information to pedestrians about needing to use crosswalks and then providing education to drivers about needing to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. And they're planning to kick that off on August 4th and then continue to hand out information and give warnings at 4 times, and then after that to ticket people who are not yielding to pedestrians or to pedestrians who are jaywalking. So this is a whole campaign that they've received grants for, and they plan to mainly target the center of downtown Washington Borough. So they were asking if council members could be available to show support for this initiative on the National Night Out, which is August 4th, which is when we normally have a council meeting. So, you know, in light of that, I didn't know if we perhaps wanted to move our council meeting Wednesday so that members could attend, or designate a council person to go instead of coming to the meeting. I don't know what the best.
I think I read somewhere where they actually wanted the mayor to give a speech.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There you go. Then I guess it's
yeah, I read that in an email, too.
It's in my manager's report.
Yeah, I got it through the email.
There you go.
Question.
We're working on your speech.
Oh, yes. Look, the mayor of Washington Grove, because of the veteran, right here. So I think it might be good to move the council meeting in that case. But
if you'd like to make that motion, that you want
question.
Should I make a motion first and then ask a question? Or should we ask a question?
Either way.
Go ahead, ask the question.
Are they going to put a patrolman downtown?
Yes.
Monday through Friday?
I don't know whether it will be Monday through Friday, but they said they will have a real presence here at, in order to...
And that's an expensive to us?
No.
It's a grant.
No, they got a grant, which they applied for and received.
But that one cop or two cops?
It seems like it would take two, from what they were saying.
It'd be several cops and...
Are they also going to force the parking?
It has nothing to do with parking.
The two-hour parking.
No, that has nothing to do with this grant. So this is all about pedestrians crossing safely and enforcing yielding to pedestrians as well. I would like to make a motion that we move our council meeting to Wednesday, August 5th, so that council members could attend the event on August 4th.
Here's what we have to watch out for. Correct me if I'm wrong, four of us? Quorum there?
Oh, absolutely, right.
I thought that was the day. If
it's purely social and there's no business obviously being discussed, that's fine, but it's got to be, I sent you a memo on this a few months back.
Right.
But he's going to give
us... I think it was a holiday party or something like that. As long as it's purely social, it's okay. But everyone needs to be aware that there's no business discussions to be had at this.
He's going to be giving a speech.
I don't think
that's great, Guy. That's why. Come watch him give a speech, as long as we don't discuss council business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't sit together.
No discussion of council business.
Yeah.
So I made the right motion, right?
You made it. It would also be great to show support for the initiative.
Yeah, I think so.
And National Night Out, which, since the township and the borough have merged police departments, we have not had a presence ad because it is held at Washington Township. So I thought it might be a nice gesture to attend.
I second your motion.
Okay. Is there any other discussion?
Just stop the parking, that's all I'm concerned about.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Anything else, Ms. Doon?
That's it. I think it was just a very positive thing that the Township Police Department did apply for this grant, and it's going to positively affect the safety of pedestrians. I know that has been a subject here that people have brought up quite often, that the cars do not yield to pedestrians in our crosswalks. So this will help to reinforce the message that...
This was done in Hackettstown also, I believe.
Yeah.
And speaking with Mayor DiGiovanna, she thought it was successful there.
Yeah.
You know, it brought a lot of awareness to it. Now, what's happened 6 months later could be a different story, but it gave at least a lot of people food for thought to start with and a few tickets, you know, which made them consider it.
Just so everybody knows that in the state of New Jersey, once a pedestrian steps off the curb, you are to stop until that pedestrian reaches the other curb and both feet are out of the road. Otherwise, you get a ticket.
Yeah, if what? Okay.
So we're going to move the meeting then?
Yes.
To
Wednesday. Mr. Higgins.
Yes, I have. I have a couple things. I didn't get a chance to notice, but you know the president and Lord of Flags passed that.
Yes.
Okay, so they're down? They'll be down in the morning?
They'll be down in the morning, and I've informed the bid as well.
Okay, for 5 days.
So for five? It's for 5 days?
For 5 days.
Sunday.
For 5 days.
Let's find
Sunday
out.
One day for each.
I saw the email, but I didn't look at it really closely.
Sunday or
sunset.
What is that part, you know?
Where are you?
You have the email I sent you? It's 5 days?
I
didn't find
Okay, going along with that, you know, there's a veterans organization in Hunterdon County, I believe it is in Glengarger. It's called the GEMVAC Vets. It's a bunch of vets that get together every Tuesday and have lunch and tell stories, and they actually do a lot in the community. They're not associated with any other veterans organization. This is a bunch of guys that all get together, and they're all veterans. They petitioned the state of New Jersey back in 2013 to have Route 173 between Phillipsburg and Clinton renamed the 173rd Airborne Brigade Highway. Legislation was introduced, I have it right here, Bill S-650. It was for 2014-2015. It passed the Senate Transportation Committee and was brought to the entire Senate. The Senate passed it 37-0. There were three senators that weren't there. Here's the issue that they're having. The Senate. On the Assembly side, it hasn't even come out of committee yet. There is a bill, Assembly 2408, is exactly the bill that the Senate passed. For some reason, the chairman of the Transportation and, I don't know what the correct title is, but the Transportation Committee on the Assembly side will not bring it to a vote in the Assembly so the governor can't pass it. So what I want to do is I want a resolution sent to the chairman of the Assembly Transportation Committee in support of Senate Bill 650, renaming Route 173 between Phillipsburg and Clinton, the 173rd Airborne Brigade Highway. And I would like to have that resolution sent to every municipality in Warren County and in Hunterdon County for support that they can send also to me.
Has any other community passed such a resolution?
No.
Okay. I was just saying, if we did, they did, we could use it as a model.
They didn't. I have, you know, Senate resolution if we need that to do that.
Okay.
To the whereases and wherefores and all that other stuff. Okay. And, of course, we need to schedule a shared services, our shared services committee, just for us, so that we can start game planning. When you say? Contract is up next year.
Okay.
And we have to do something to, you know, so that we can set negotiation dates and things like that.
When do you send that?
Pardon me?
You don't have your calendar, do you?
No.
Want me to send an email out or text? And
oh, listen, I've read like 5 emails this week.
Out of the 300 that you have to go?
No, I have
295 now?
4,148 emails. What's that doing to my computer?
Nothing really. It's all on the server.
Is it using space?
No, it's on the email server.
It's on the email server, unless you download them to your computer.
Well, I do to read them.
No, that's not downloading. If you're just
download, I push the download button.
Okay.
I'll send out some dates. I'll text you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Thompson.
Nothing.
Okay. Library will be meeting this Monday. We are hopefully going to choose a library director at that meeting. So they've gone through the interviews. I think they've gone through most of the process. So I think the last little thing will be decided when we actually choose whoever it is it's going to be. But we have two very capable candidates, each with different strengths. But I think it'll be good. That's all I have. So then I would accept a motion for Resolution 126-2015 for the executive session for the purposes of...
just the first one, litigation.
Litigation.
Second.
Any discussion?
Aye.
After a 5-minute, 10-minute break?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Okay, I will make a motion to approve Resolution 125-2015.
Okay, is there any other discussion on this resolution? Hearing none, let's do a roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Would you like to reopen the audience portion?
I will make a motion to reopen the audience portion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Welcome to our meeting.
Thank you.
If you would just come up to the microphone and give your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Susan Hamilton. I'm at my mother's house. My mother's Frances Wadnick. She lives at 12 West Hillcrest Avenue in Washington. And she's requesting that the city put a sewage line down Hillcrest Avenue extended from Broad Street so that she could get off the septic tank.
Okay, then we need to have our engineer look into that, I assume, first off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's
does the main extend that far? Obviously
the main doesn't go that far. I had the opportunity. The main doesn't go that far.
I don't understand.
How far does it go? Is it just short of her house kind of thing?
Yes. So they would have to put an extension in on the main and then hook up. The residence actually is in the borough. She does not pay a sewer charge because she's not hooked up.
Okay.
Now, I don't know about all the fees or anything about how that would go about. You know what I mean? I'd have to talk. Oh, you could talk to Dawson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be done.
Mm-hmm.
The cost. I don't know how much it's going to cost. Either us or you, but the main can be extended.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what we'll have to do is we'll have to get with our sewer engineer.
Okay.
He'll have to come out and take a look at where the sewer main actually ends, figure out how much it's going to cost to put in the extension, what's going to have to be done, and then he'll have to bring it back here to the council.
Okay.
And then from there, once he makes his determination, will be whose responsibility it will be to connect.
Right,
because
I understand.
The connection fee is quite substantial.
Okay. Well, we can gather up all this information. I guess after we get out of this, if you can give your information,
right,
and/or your mother's information to Christine.
Okay.
Be in contact with you as everything comes.
Perfectly.
Out.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, you have any trouble with the septic?
Oh, no. It's just a hassle. It's constantly out of drain, and then if it gets old, then you have to get a bigger one because it's not, you know, the right size anymore because it changes. So she'd rather just have it hooked up to the city.
Could I ask a question? Are there many houses in Washington?
There are a few.
Yes,
there
are
many.
A dozen, maybe, if that.
If that.
And how is it determined whether or not they would be hooked up to the sewer system?
They asked.
Okay. Originally, when it was done?
No, I don't know anybody here could answer that question for you.
I think when the sewer line, the original sewer plant went in 1910.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the houses were
they the only one with the memory of what went on then?
Sorry, Bill and I already had a septic system.
Well, my mom's been in that house for 66 years.
Right.
So when they ran the line down as far as they did from Broad Street, I don't understand why they just didn't extend it, because there might have been a question at the time whether she was in the borough or not.
How many houses were on
it? But
it also may be whoever owned the property beforehand just didn't want it.
Could be. Well, my father built the property. She's lived in there ever since it was built.
Okay, well, then maybe that's why there was no sewer line down there, because there was no
originally there was no sewer line, right.
Yeah, there was no house there to hook up to, so.
I believe there's only the house on the corner of Broad Street, and then your mom's house, right?
Right, and then the corner is the hairdresser.
The hairdresser, yeah. So there's only actually one house on that.
That's us. That's it.
Because the other house, the other one comes off the 31.
Right.
Well,
the hairdresser.
Exactly.
Trying to figure out what happened in 1910.
And then you have Smith Motors across the street. They only have their tractors there now.
Yeah, but they're hooked up.
I believe they are hooked up. Yeah.
Okay, if you can give your information when we're done
to
the manager, give your information to the manager, the address, and the engineer, he'll have to check into the wastewater management plan. That might have to be amended, but he knows all that stuff.
Okay.
And he'll get back to you on that one.
Right now or later?
Oh, you
it's 12 Hillcrest, right?
Well, when?
Well, you'll need, I guess, a phone number.
Yeah, what number?
Yeah, just give us a second. Is there anything else? Well, first off, let's close the audience portion.
Make a motion to close the audience portion.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Any other business for this evening? I'd accept the motion to adjourn. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, now we